Okay. Good afternoon. We are going to attempt our first virtual meeting of the Design Review Board agenda for Tuesday, April 28th, 2020. May we have roll call, please?
Yes. Member Clinton.
Present.
Member Fullerton.
Here.
Member Smith.
Present.
Member Whelan.
Here.
Vice Chair Schellenberger.
Present.
Chair Branch.
Here. Our first order will be to have the Pledge of Allegiance. So if we could see the flag, does everybody see the flag? There we go. I pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
For which it stands.
One nation, under God.
Under God.
Indivisible.
Indivisible.
And
liberty and justice for all.
Very good. What I'd like to do is read something at this point. I would like to let the public know that we are conducting this meeting in order to promote social distancing and prioritize the public's health and well-being. The governor of the state of California issued Executive Order N-2920, which allows the city council to hold meetings via teleconferences or other electronic meeting format while still meeting the state's open and public meeting requirements. As a public health and safety precaution, the council chambers will not be open to the general public. Design Review Board members tonight will be participating electronically. The City of Goleta encourages and welcomes public participation during this time and have been provided public transportation through the following options. Public comment submitted to the city clerk and distributed to the Design Review Board. Public comment received via email and to be read into the record. So as long as it does not exceed the 3-minute time limit and public comment call in for the public comment. Items not related to any item on the agenda and public comment for specific items on the agenda. All of the opportunities for public participation are provided on the agenda on the city's website and media releases have been sent out. So with that, our first order of business is to let the public know that at this time they can have an opportunity to comment on any non-agenda item relevant to the jurisdiction of the city. Does staff have any comment from the public that would fall under this category?
Chair, I have not received any requests for public comment on any items not related to the agenda.
Acknowledged. We will move on then to our administrative agenda, which is item A1, which is the review and approval of the design minutes, Design Review Board minutes for February 25th, 2020. Could I get a motion to approve those minutes? Someone could show. Can I get a second? I see Craig Schellenberg making a second. Any comments? Okay, seeing none, I didn't find any in the minutes myself. So seeing none, may we have a roll call for the vote?
Yes. So Member Clinton?
Aye.
Member Fullerton?
Aye.
Member Smith?
Aye.
Member Whelan?
I will abstain as I left the meeting early.
Thank you. Vice Chair Schellenberger?
Aye.
Chair Branch?
Aye.
Okay, thank you.
Very good. We'll now move to item A2, which is the review of agenda. Mary?
We have no changes today, Chair.
Okay, thank you. That will take us to our conceptual and preliminary final review. May we have the item B1 read into the record, please?
Yes, that is 5724 Hollister Avenue, APN 071-081-014. That's Wendy's Exterior Improvements, case number 20-000-LUP.
Thank you. Deborah, is the applicant here? Or Mary?
Chair Branch, I just want to preface this project with saying that we are in the new process now for the DRB, for the three-tier process. We'll discuss that later, but for the sake of being simple, you can either approve the project, continue it, or approve with conditions today.
Okay, thank you very much. And I assume at this point the applicant is online with us?
That's correct.
Yes, Justin Baranich, I'm here.
Okay, before we hand it over to Brian, have all the board members visited the site either in person or virtually? Dennis?
I do know this site, yes.
Jennifer?
I did a site visit, no ex parte.
Terrific. Karis?
No new site visit, no ex parte. I did go online and take a look at it.
Alfred?
Site visit, no ex parte.
Craig?
Same, site visit, no ex parte.
I did not do a site visit specifically to this, but I'm very familiar with the site, and no ex parte. So with that, I'll turn it over to our planner, Brian Highfield.
Great, thank you, Chair. The subject parcel is Wendy's at 5724 on Hollister Avenue. We're here for what we're going to call conceptual, preliminary, and final review, as Mary alluded to. But it sounds like you'll be talking more about the steps in the next item. So the property includes a 2,740 square foot fast food restaurant with drive-through on a 29,577 square foot lot. It's in the C2 zone district. The applicant is proposing improvements to the exterior of the existing restaurant, which include new paint colors, exterior materials, and an ADA path of travel improvements. The signage that is on the plan set here on this sheet A2.4 is there just for reference. It is not subject to the DRB's review today and will be submitted under a separate application at a later date. But we're aware that sometimes the board likes to visualize signage within a sign panel, so it was put there just for reference. And I noted, you'll see in the staff report included in your online packet, that I had a discussion about applicable regulations in this part of the city, in Old Town, which include the Gulia Old Town Heritage District guidelines, as well as there's some policy in our general plan that pertain to Old Town as well. I won't read through them one by one, but the guidelines should be considered, at least as the board is trying to make their findings. My last consideration would be that just remember from a nexus standpoint that this is an existing restaurant and with only minor exterior changes being proposed. So there's no additional square footage being proposed. So take that into consideration as you deliberate on the project. And I can answer any questions before throwing it over to Justin, who represents the project, in case he has anything to add.
Great, thank you. Is the applicant there?
Yes.
Yeah, Chair.
Terrific. Please state your name for the record and add any comments that you would like.
My name is Justin Baranich. I am the designated agent for this project. And what Brian presented is pretty accurate. I wanted to see if you had any questions. I'd be glad to answer them for you. Also on the call, I believe, is the franchisee owner. His name is Andrew. And I'm not sure if he had a chance to check in with everybody yet, but...
I am here. Yes, I am.
Ah, great, great. So please let us know if you wanted to dive into some of these exterior changes details in more detail. I'm hoping that you have our plans as well as the material sample board that was submitted, and that's what we have.
It appears that we have that. And at least in the set of plans, we're seeing the material legend. So I think that that suffices for the purposes of what we're doing.
Great.
Okay. With that, we will begin our... This is actually a pretty simple project, so I propose that we... mix any questions and comments simultaneously. So
Chair.
Yeah, Brian.
Just before you get started on deliberation, I also wanted to mention that I also included as an attachment to your staff report a draft set of findings as a starting point. I filled in some conceptual answers to some of the findings, but I did leave under quality of architecture and design, I did leave that one to the board's discretion, as it's fairly design related, and I did want to speak for the board on that one. So as you're making your findings, make sure that you describe that section especially well. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. So with that, I'm just going to start at the left of the top of my screen here, and that would be Dennis. The floor is yours.
Oh, first a question. When I look at the documents, it appears that there's changes to the storefront mullions. I don't see anything on the material legend relating to that if you scroll down. And it's only on the east and west elevations, not the south and north. There's a note on the proposed change. Scroll up, please. No. It's very faint. If you see the note on the existing... You have to zoom in. Maybe Brian has a copy of the drawings.
Number one, which sheet are you looking at?
I'm looking at the east and west elevations. There appears to be note about the storefront or store changes to the storefront mullions. See the arrows and the very, that's it. Almost illegible. So the question is, are there changes to these mullions proposed?
Applicant?
Okay, I see what you're looking at. This is Justin speaking.
Yes.
On this is page A2.3 and A2.2. They're called out as existing dark bronze storefront and glazing and brick veneer, and then the on the east and the west elevations here. There are no changes to the mullions.
All right. Thank you. So the proposed changes to the color on the north, well, let's call it the south elevation. It's like the center section is proposed to be painted red.
Yes, sir.
So it's just paint. There's no change to the surface material. It's still the board and batten.
There's going to be a change to the just the area where the signage and the red occurs. It's going to be a material change there, but to the left and to the right, that material, the wood board and batten, is to remain.
So, what is the material change proposed?
That should be. Let me ask if John is on the phone. Call.
And that material is proposed to be ethos, which is a stucco type material over foam, insulated.
Thank you. And is the color that's proposed the same color that's used on the trim of the existing building, kind of a dark red? Couldn't tell me.
I don't believe it is, but I'm not sure.
Okay. I'm guessing. I'm looking at Google Maps right now, and it looks like that standard Wendy's red.
Yeah.
But moving on, could you talk about, could you scroll back? Well, this is fine too. Could you talk to this fascia change? It's the long horizontal gray. Right now it's the white board and batten. So you're proposing a material change. The red pointer. That's it. If I were a cat, I'd be chasing that.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah,
we are talking about that.
Justin, go ahead.
Yeah, Justin speaking. Yes, that's correct. So that is a material change, but it's basically a ribbed metal panel that is going to be a classic bronze color. There is a slight discrepancy between the color that's reproduced on the plans versus the material sample board. If you look at the material sample board for the ribbed metal, that's a more accurate color than the gray, that silvery kind of color that showed up on the plans. You know, it is a darker classic bronze color, not that shine. I don't want you to get the impression that's a shiny metal gray. It's going to be a muted bronze coloring.
We haven't actually seen the actual color board, so these colors on the plans are all we've seen at this point.
Yeah. Right. That's all okay. The questions I have, Chair Branch.
Any comments, sir?
Just starting right off, I'll defer comments. I'll let the others weigh in. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Jennifer?
Sorry. I don't have any questions. My only comment is I think it's, you know, a little dated now, so I think it's a nice improvement. Sorry. So I support it as is.
Okay. Karis?
I don't have a lot to say. Could you just show us where the changes are to the facade in the front? The page you have up right now is fine.
Did Harris, this is Justin. Would you like me to describe that?
Yeah, just really quick, just briefly, what changed from before? I see the colors are different. That's obvious.
Okay, so the south elevation on page 8, 2.4, basically that's facing Hollister Avenue, is the parapet that's going to be holding the Wendy's sign is going to be basically stuccoed and painted that kind of a deep red, and that is a material change and a color change. And then the soffit, basically that band that goes from left to right below the signage, is going to be painted to that, let's see, what is that? Looks like the bronze, urban bronze paint color there. And then the the building is going to be the main body of the building is just going to be painted very similar to biscuit color, the roof screening and the main body of the building. So some paint, and then the only material change is going to be the parapet that holds it, right? Just going to be stucco.
Okay, thank you.
Alfred?
Thank you. Could you go to the south elevation, please? Oh, that is a south elevation. The west elevation. Okay. One of the things I saw in the staff report is, does the building conform to Old Town Goleta and its landscape structure or its architectural structure? And I would just like to hear the applicant talk again about the changes he's making here and why he thinks it fits in with the buildings that surround it.
Okay. So it's really getting some in the industry call this lipstick and makeup. It's getting a refresh. The only, on the west elevation, as you pointed out, the only thing that's changing from a material standpoint is the ribbed metal panel that I know shows up as like a gray on the plans, but it's actually going to be a darker bronze. I mean, that is the more modern take that we're trying to incorporate while trying to keep it compatible with the community and the surrounding buildings. Everything else is just going to be refreshed with the paints, the color scheme that we have on the materials board for the main body of the building, and you know, basically the parapet, the railings, and the doors. Other than that, we don't want to rock the boat too much. We're going to keep the existing brick, you know, which we think has got a classic a look to it, and even the material change for the soffit is going to mimic a look of real wood, but of course be the more the material is going to, it's better suited. Wood seems to, you know, it has a longer lifetime is what I'm saying, is the metal versus the wood. But we're going to try to keep the orientation vertical to kind of keep that wood look to it, but it will be metal. But other than that, we don't want to make any other changes than what it looks like right now.
The existing west elevation, I'm finding it difficult to say that looks like the existing wooden batten that's there, because you've got vertical sticks, I guess, that are seem to be awfully close together, and it looked wider to me. Like, it just looked different. So it makes me wonder what we're actually going to see in the proposed And just a technical thing, your cursor, whoever's driving the cursor, if you could just drive, pull it down just a shade. No, all the way up. Okay, down just an inch. More, again. Keep going down slowly. I'll say stop. Okay, right there on, at least on my version and on my diagrams, there's this area, there's an area here that's not as dark as the rest. Is that a photocopying issue or is that intentional?
Yeah, no, it looks like reproduction, yeah.
Okay, and the wall below it, that is, you're not going to change that. That's the existing brick.
Correct, yes, sir.
And the existing brick, at least to my eye, looked like it fit right in nicely with the brick in the building directly across the street. But what you're proposing for above the brick does not appear to fit in with anything surrounding it. And I'll be interested in hearing if any of the other board members have a comment on that. That's my observation, Chair Branch.
Okay, thank you. Craig?
Yeah, I would actually echo that. The applicant used the word modern, which I think is antithetical to what we're trying to do in the Old Town Design Guidelines. In fact, this building, I think it's at least 20 years ago, got this new facade with the bump out there at the south elevation. And it was specifically done to create sort of this old town, old west facade, sort of a ranch or barn aesthetic type. And so this is moving away from that pretty dramatically with that horizontality. And I'm actually confused on this fascia, this element, because if we can go to the other page that has the north and south elevations. You'll notice that the north elevation actually shows it like it's vertical. So I don't know what the intent is here, if it's supposed to turn from a horizontal on the other three sides to a vertical on the north. But I think that needs to be resolved one way or the other. And then since we're there, let's move over to the south elevation. I'm not sure why an ephus is proposed. An ephus is just a shorthand for an exterior insulated finish system. And this element is not part of the building envelope. So I don't know why the insulation would be needed and why you wouldn't just do a typical three-coat stucco system. And staying with that signage element of that facade, I want to understand if it's in plane with the two wings, the two sides, or if it's proud of those wings at all, which it probably should be. It works now the way it is, since it's all flush, and if you look at the existing, it doesn't look like it is proud if you look at the east elevation. But if you go back to the existing south elevation, it's proposed north, further south down the page. Yeah. You can see that works because it's specifically that type of parapet is architecturally designed that way, all using a homogeneous finish. But if you're going to do it just with paint, all you're going to have is this weak vertical line of paint that divides the two surfaces there. And I think that's going to read really weak architecturally. If you do it at all, like I said, I don't know what the purpose of doing EFIS is. I mean, I can see doing a bump out that's proud of the two left and right wings and in a true stucco system, but I wouldn't want to see the ethos. That's more like Phoenix, Arizona or Palmdale, Lancaster type of product. It looks cheap and I don't think it's appropriate for the old town area as far as an acceptable material. So I think there's a few things that need to get resolved here. This fascia, for one, that has to be thought out and resolved whether it's even horizontal or vertical. I mean, I can see like a corrugated material working in a barn aesthetic. That happens all the time, and it's probably appropriate. But I don't know about horizontally if it works. That, like you said, it reads modern. So kind of troubled by it. This doesn't seem like a successful solution or a successful design for the area. That's it.
Okay. I'll jump in now. I think Craig summed it up quite perfectly. My initial take when I look at that proposed south elevation is that maybe it's the way the color or the texture or both, the way it's drawn in this particular image, but those two, that fascia slash awning that is built out to either side, which currently is just board and batten, a part of the structure, but those two things, that one and the one on the other side, look like it's trying to splash in a bit of Art Deco to it or something, and it's not working for me. That jumps out significantly, and I just want to echo the concept about if you're going to change color and materials for that centerpiece, it should change dimensionally as well, and stick out proud of the surfaces on either side. So those are my comments. We missed Dennis. Dennis, go ahead.
So yeah, I'll come back and reinforce, if not even stronger fashion. I don't think any of these improvements add or support the character of the Goleta Old Town guidelines. They actually detract from what the design, the redesign of a few years ago, have achieved. Changing the board and batten under the signage, the side fascias, which appear to be sort of a T111 material currently, the proposed change alters the profile, whereas the metal is bumped out further than the cap and base, whereas now that's reversed. And I think that works against the building. Granted, corporate may want to refresh it. I don't think that any of the proposed changes achieve that. And how they might refresh it, well, that's their game. But I am not in support of any of these changes to this modest little building.
Alfred, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to add that I'm really happy that Wendy's is taking the initiative to do an upgrade here, because when I drove by just the other day, it's obvious that board and batten in particular, it needs a refresh. So I'm happy that you guys are looking at it. I'm just worried that you're missing a golden opportunity here to fit in with the community.
I don't want to fit in with the community. I don't know. Okay. Is that your intent? This is Andrew for the franchisee. Sorry. Is that the intent? I know we want to try and fit in with the community, but if everything's so homogenous, do you lose identity? And I think that's our struggle. And so any input you can give us to help us direct our focus in that direction would be greatly appreciated.
Um, Okay. The others may want to pipe in as well, but I guess my comment to that would be to, you know, your combination of materials is kind of what your is kind of your palette, you know, and a lot of the stuff around there is you know, there's some buildings that have a little bit of brick, you know, a lot of them are stucco, and I think you know, trying to I think Craig summed it up pretty well about, you know, for example, the metal panel, if you're going to go a metal panel, corrugated steers it more towards an agrarian feel, I think. I think as much as you want to, you know, not blend in, you need to, for lack of a better term. That's what we're pushing towards, so that the feel of Old Town is consistent. And that doesn't mean we want it to all be cookie cutters, but we want a consistent feel of materials and composition. So, Craig?
Well, yeah, just to add to that, I mean, that is the thing about Old Town, is it's Spanish colonial and it's agrarian, and those are the history of the area. And so that's when this building came to be, the board and bat, and this, like I said, this sort of ranch barn aesthetic, that was the thinking behind it, was to make it part of this history of the area. So, you know, the other option is some type of Spanish colonial approach, but that's veering pretty drastically from what the building is now. So I guess as far as direction to the applicant, I think just if you can focus on that, you know, celebrating that agriculture history of the area, and try to let that guide the finished product here, I think you'll have some success.
Harris?
I'm very familiar with this particular building, and it does get quite hot. The sun seems to sit on the south side and even on the ordering side and warm up the building significantly. I don't know how that would influence your future decisions, but definitely it's something to consider. That's all. Thank you.
Okay. Dennis.
By way of offering suggestions, I'm not totally opposed to the corrugated iron being used on the fascias, because the shed roof on the saddlebag entry is corrugated iron. So you would just be repeating that material, but I would be careful to retain the same profile of that fascia. And then it's always seemed to me that the glaring white of the building was a bit out of character. The applicants may consider a toning down or a different palette or perhaps different colors on the south and the east and west. It's a little bit, well, like I say, a little too bright.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to toss this out, just in terms of, you know, the applicant making that center portion of the parapet, you know, red. I think personally, you could treat that whole parapet as a single unit, because, you know, it kind of is in from the sides because of the wraparound fascia, and it's kind of its own element. So, you know, that entire thing being a different color would probably play better if you're not inclined to add material to it. So in other words, you know, just making that whole element another color that ties in with a new color scheme or something. I don't know, just a suggestion off the top of my head. And I think that might, that could achieve a similar result, probably more cohesively and potentially less expensively, as an idea. But okay, any other board members have anything? Alfred?
I'll just say something that's, I'm sure, obvious to the applicant, but just to be able to articulate it, that attached to the agenda, I assume it's attached to the agenda, the staff report for the Wendy's exterior improvement, and it, you know, the first bullet, reveal and enhance the historic character of Goleta and provide greater architectural continuity and cohesiveness. So, I mean, there's some guidance in there if the architect hasn't had the opportunity to look through that yet, or to actually do a site visit. And I'm thinking you asked us for ideas, and there was a lot of good ones that were given. My guess is someone very familiar with what Wendy's needs to maintain their corporate look and also have a glance around the Goleta community. I would expect that there would be some really creative ideas come out of that. Would like to see that. And just to reiterate one other thing is it's really difficult for me to do a comparison between existing and proposed when existing doesn't look like existing. Because then it makes me wonder if proposed looks like what you're actually going to do. So I'll leave it at that.
Really quick, could I clarify, Alfred, when you say existing doesn't look like existing, what do you mean?
Proposed is colored. Presumably that's the changes, but I don't get the opportunity to compare it. You know, I've got a white diagram compared to a colored diagram.
I see.
And I've got these vertical lines, at least to my eye, did not line up with the kind of board and batten that was actually there.
Okay. Okay, with that, it sounds like the board is not prepared to approve this at this time. I see you pop in, Mary. Did you want to say something?
I do want to let the board know that this project has been in the pipeline quite some time. It's, you know, unfortunate that with our canceled meetings, given the circumstances, but the next available meeting will not be until May 26th. So if the board wanted to continue to that date for this item, gives the applicant a chance to revisit what their design and come back. So.
Okay. Alfred?
Does not the applicant have to come back anyway for signage? I mean, is it reasonable to suggest that come back with both?
They can. That is a separate application, the sign. So if they're ready to submit for signage and come back in one meeting, that's possible.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, then with that, Dennis?
I'll make a motion to continue the item.
Can I get a second?
Second.
Alfred Smith is second.
May 26th.
Continued to May 26th, that's correct. Can I get, is there any discussion about that continuance? All right, seeing, oh, Karis?
I just want to appreciate the applicant for doing this and coming on and trying to make Goleta a little nicer, upgrade an old building. So thank you for your time and effort in putting this forward.
I emphatically agree with that. So with that, we're ready for a roll call. Can we have a roll call, please, for?
Yes, Member Clinton.
Yes, I agree with the continuance as stated.
Okay. Member Fullerton?
Aye.
Member Smith?
Aye.
Member Whelan?
Yes.
Vice Chair Schellenberger?
Aye.
Chair Branch?
Aye.
Thank you.
And so the item is continued to, is that May 25th? Is that what you said, Mary? Oh, 26th, is that what you said? Okay.
Yes, it's the 26th. This is Brian.
Yeah, okay. Dennis?
Chair Branch, to the applicants, I think it would be helpful if they actually came in with some existing photographs so the board members get a real sense of what's being changed. It's very hard to tell from the drawings. Photographs would be most helpful.
Agreed. All right. With that, I'd like to thank the applicant for participating, and I hope they have received some constructive advice. And with that, we will now move on to our discussion item, which is item C1. We could have that read into the record.
That is a new design review process.
Okay. Mary, do you want to take the helm on this? We're not hearing you.
Okay, I've unmuted myself. Okay, so I'm sharing the screen. Can everybody see the screen?
Yes.
Great. Let me just do one thing here. Okay. As you experienced in the last item, that we are now into a new process with our new zoning ordinance, Title 17. And are you guys able to see the full screen? Okay.
Well, if by full screen you mean it says the bottom of what the slide I'm looking at that you just showed says no action is taken. So if there's any text.
Do you see the top title? Do you see the top title?
This Title 17, Chapter 17.
Great.
Okay.
Great. Okay.
Question?
Yes. Mary, do you want us to ask questions as you go or just wait until the end?
I think it would be great to just go through the entire process, and I definitely would entertain questions after.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. So we're now back to a three-tier process, and I think only Chair Branch is left that experienced that process. It's not significantly different. It's gotten to a little bit clearer in each step. And so the first step would be conceptual review, which is basically what you're used to. The projects come at a conceptual level. You review, you provide comments at an early stage, and you look at some of the broad issues like site planning, architectural style, neighborhood compatibility. This is a point where you provide comments to the applicant. There is no action that's taken. So it's the same as what you've been doing in the previous process. And the main change is probably this step, which is the preliminary review step. And this step is to provide formal review of projects for conformity with applicable design standards, for the review of a site plan, floor plans, elevations, landscaping, and hardscape plans. There is formal action by the DRB at this juncture, and the action can be appealed. There are two levels of types of projects that your action would be a little different. The first one are small projects, ministerial projects that basically meet zoning. It requires a zoning permit. Staff would be reviewing the zoning permits, and the DRB would review the design of the project. You would approve with conditions or deny the project. And this is where design elements are found to be consistent and findings were made. So this, these projects such as signage, residential second story additions, commercial facade changes, landscaping, you know, it's pretty much the majority of the projects that you see. You would be able to make an approval at this point. Again, it is appealable. Then the next level of projects are the discretionary projects that require higher review authority. And the DRB basically would be serving as a recommending body for these projects. The higher review authority would take action on the entire project, including the design review recommendations from DRB with your findings. The higher review authority is typically would be zoning administrator, planning commission, and or city council. And these are projects that are new development projects. They're projects that are, let's say, you know, a revision to a development or amendment, and that requires more than just what meets the basic zoning standards. I wanted to point out that the appeal point is at the review authorities for the entire project. And the reason for this, for DRB to be the recommending body, is that there are no two separate appeal points. In other words, if DRB approved the project, then it goes to Planning Commission. There's two different appeal points. And so this kind of folds the whole project entirely, taking the DRB's recommendation and as part of the evaluation of the overall project. And then the final review would be the last step for DRB to look at details, color, material samples, lighting, landscaping, grading and drainage, if applicable. The plans for final review has to conform with the approved plans at preliminary review. And DRB can grant the final approval. You can add conditions, some minor details that staff can check for conformance verification, and the final approval is not subject to appeal. Now, this chapter 17.5.8 is on design review, so it has more than just the process. I just wanted to talk about the process today so that, you know, we are clear on moving forward with projects ahead. Luckily, the last project was somewhat of a simple processing project for review. And the other mention is that we did notice that last project for conceptual preliminary final. So we can do that for smaller projects, that if they're ready, you can actually take action the first time, your first review. And also, additionally, with conceptual review, before it goes to a higher review authority, you can review the conceptual review multiple times before you're ready to take action with a recommending action for preliminary. So that sort of is the nuts and bolts of the process. Not a huge, not big changes from what you're used to. And really it is the preliminary review, separating the smaller projects and the larger projects in what your action would be. And I encourage you to read the whole section of 17.58, which is the DRB, the design review section of the zoning code. And also in your staff report, I did attach the other design process for lighting, signage, and landscaping. And perhaps we can have a discussion at some point. But today, I just really wanted to lay the nuts and bolts down for the process so that moving forward, we all have a clear understanding in how the process steps work. So with that, I'm available for questions. And Peter, are you still on? Did you want to add anything or expand on anything?
I am still on. I'm happy to answer questions as well. I think your presentation was excellent and you covered all the nuts and bolts. So unless there are questions from the members, I'll defer to you.
Jennifer, I saw your hand first. Go ahead.
Yeah, just a quick question. So if we approve a preliminary review and that can be appealed, But for the other project, you said we can approve a preliminary and a final at the same time. Does that mean if we do it at the same time, can someone still appeal that later?
Yes, that's correct. Like the smaller projects that come to you, you can still grant it preliminary review, and if there were still details that warrant final review, you can have them come back. But generally, your action for approval for the ministerial projects is appealed at that point when you take action.
Okay, thank you.
Alfred?
Two questions. Number one is, can you speak a little bit about the motivation for the change? More specifically, was there something about the current review that caused problems that this process is trying to fix?
Yeah. I see Peter on, so I'll let him take it.
Sure. Thank you, Chair Branch and members. So the design review process has a long history dating back to the incorporation of the City of Goleta and really before that to the county's process, which I'm familiar with. I used to have Mary's role for a number of years with the county's Board of Architectural Review. This is a kind of a three-legged race with the planning process where you have a project that enters the process. It has to meet all the zoning requirements, and at the same time, it has to meet design scrutiny. So there is kind of a question of what is the Goldilocks zone for design review? How do we get it right? And there were concerns, I think, among members of the public who spoke and influenced the Planning Commission's review of the zoning code that the design review process did not have the level of reach and didn't have the full ability to address some of the design concerns that we wanted the design process to address. So by reinstating this three-tiered review of conceptual, preliminary, and final, it really allows, it's kind of like a funnel where it starts out very general, where you get to address building massing, materials, general site design at the conceptual stage, then at the preliminary review where you see your elevations, your site plan, and you really get a sense of a little bit more detail fleshing out, then it can progress to the point where we know that it's aligned with the planning approval and the zoning requirements, and then on final review it comes back to you to address things like architectural details and finished colors, finished materials. So that I think the intent here is to really start general and then proceed and get more specific through these three stages of review. The other really significant change here is that for discretionary projects, it unifies the design review decision and the planning decision in the decision-making body that reviews the planning permit. And that eliminates a problem that existed previously about the need to automatically approve a design board action in order to reconsider the design findings along with the planning findings. By implementing that change, the two are now automatically synced up, and we're assured that we have a planning decision that matches the design decision. Of course, the planning action, whether it's the Planning Commission, the City Council, or the Zoning Administrator, is always going to be looking to your recommendation, your comments, preliminary to their action, and your board will still have a very significant weight in the process. Also, the planning body can always remand the project back to you if it thinks that there are things that aren't fully developed or fully worked out, or that there are inconsistencies between the planning standards and the more subjective discretionary design standards, then it can give that back to you as well. And then finally, of course, following that action, you still get to do the final review that you're familiar with, where you get to consider the architectural details and the colors and materials, as well as the landscaping in the final form. So long story short, it really was designed to be more flexible and to address that synchronization between the planning process and the design review process.
Thank you. Is there concern that this is going to, well, has there been an assessment of how much this is going to add to the approval process timeline?
There was consideration that during the zoning administration or the Planning Commission's consideration of the zoning code, and I think there was a feeling that while it could add a certain amount of time, that the trade-off was worth it, and that there was still opportunity for streamlining in the combined review of the at the preliminary stage of the design board's recommendation and the planning process, and that would achieve some efficiencies and economies of scale that would make up for any additional length. So on balance, I think the Planning Commission in particular felt that was a valid trade-off.
Okay, one more question for Mary. Can you go to the final review slide? Must conform to plans approved at preliminary review. So does that mean that whenever we see a final review on its own, the preliminary review approved plans will be part of the package?
We can provide that, or if the final plans depict clearly what the changes are, we'll evaluate that case by case. But we can have that on hand to bring to the meeting.
Yeah, I just don't want to have to be searching through to find out what did we approve the last time. Okay, Chair Branch, that's my question.
Okay, Dennis.
Yes, Mary and Peter. I think this could be illustrated. If you could cite a recent project that would be significantly changed by this new process.
The one that comes to mind would be the, let me think about this. I can use a project. I don't know exactly if it went through the same process, but Kellogg Crossing storage project that came before you, if they were to start from the beginning and then go to the Planning Commission, they would have had to get preliminary approval, or sorry, recommendation for preliminary approval to the Planning Commission. Some projects have gone through just in your previous process, just the conceptual level. It never, so I think there was some bigger, larger projects that were more complex that didn't really get fleshed out completely that went to the Planning Commission. And so this step of the preliminary review captures that, and then you're ready to take action. You're ready to make a recommendation. So I don't have a real clear one that comes to mind, but I think Kellogg Crossing was one that came to you not too long ago.
It's funny, Mary, because I thought of the exact same project as an example. That is a good one, and that's correct. So the board would have been able to review that at the preliminary level and make a conceptual level, a preliminary level, and make the recommendation to the Planning Commission for a preliminary approval or action at the preliminary level. And you would be assured then that the Planning Commission's action would be informed by and synchronized with the Design Review Board position on it.
I have an example of why this change is great. And that would be the hotel that's proposed to go where the Good Earth is. And when that originally came to the board, it was enormous. And
Chair, I apologize for interrupting. I would just want to caution the board not to talk about a project that we're not agendized to discuss that is still in process.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Well, I'll save to say. The change in this in the process of this gives the Design Review Board more tools with which to look at that project. And I'll leave it at that.
Thank you. Those examples make it much clearer.
I have a first of all, I'm glad that we've made this change. And a couple of questions that I had were, you know, in the back when we used to do this for final, there would be final on consent, and we'd have a consent calendar. There was no mention of that here. Is consent or consent and final basically synonymous, just matters of degree, for lack of a better term?
Well, I think the difference between what we have now, the conformance review, you know, yeah, where kind of captures what was previously, you know, the, on consent. That so it's basically the same. So at final review, if there were some details that were not, that didn't warrant coming back to DRB, you know, that could be just check the boxes. Staff would do the conformance review, and I think we've also consulted with the chair if it's something that's very design oriented that we'd like to run by. So that can still happen.
Okay. The second question I have is, I did go through, I read the through the attachment, you know, where it had from the NZO with all the stuff that pertained to the signage and all that kind of stuff. But I was going through the verbiage as it pertained to the different levels of review, conceptual, preliminary, final. Two things. Number one, on conceptual, we get to, as it says here, we get to review at conceptual as many times as we want. That's a great thing that we now get to do that was not really in the last version of process. So that's great. And it says, you know, no action is taken. So today we were for conceptual review. I'm assuming that we didn't really take action, although we continued it, which is an action, and the board had to vote on that. Did we do that correctly? Is my question.
You did, because we noticed it for conceptual / preliminary / final. In the event that you were ready to make approval, you could. So you were able to take an action, and you continue it.
Okay. All right. Then the last question is, in that document that I read, under final, it said that when a project comes back to final, it's got to be a complete set of working drawings, including mechanical, electrical, plumbing, structural, I guess I want to know if do we have any flexibility in that? I mean, there are occasions where a project comes through, and even though the drawings are in a pretty well-developed phase, they're not in a complete working drawing phase, but it's developed enough with elevations, details, sections, and it communicates design intent, which would, in some instances, to me, make me comfortable that it meets the intent of the approval we've given it, even though it may not have gone out to all the consultants for all the drawings needed, you know, and all the, you know, mechanical, electrical, structural, most of the time doesn't affect the aesthetic decision we made, with the exception of if mechanical is going to put a vent on the roof that we then need to screen or something, or electrical switch gear that's going to be on site that we're going to see. So I'm curious if the board has any leeway with that.
Chair, I can address that. Mary, you may be about to already, really, you just, all that's needed is what's required for you to make your findings. So okay, typically that would mean that at the preliminary stage, you'd have your site plan, floor plan, and elevations, plus a preliminary landscape plan. And then for your final review, you would have, in addition to that, a color board, material board, and architectural details, so that you could look at, you know, for windows, details, you'd be looking at other cornice details, at any other details that are critical for at window or at lighting fixture details, those kind of things that you'd like to see that do bear aesthetically on the project. And of course, at the point that you're looking at, that you're conducting your final review, the project now essentially already has the planning approval, and they're ready to move into the building and safety permitting process. So they're going to be preparing all of those other mechanical drawings that they need anyway. And yeah, you might get a full plan set, or you might just get the architectural details you need. But what we want to prevent, it's really to protect the applicant. We don't want to ask them to prepare architectural details at the preliminary stage where something can still change. It makes sense for you to be looking at the project, again, first conceptually, then looking at it a little bit more developed at the preliminary stage, and by the time it's final and you're looking at those details, then it's as good as done.
Perfect. That's the answer.
Chair Branch, I also want to add to that. I think that section you're citing says if applicable.
Okay.
So if there were mechanical features that require screening, that would be applicable to the review.
Okay. All right. That all makes sense to me. Does anybody have any questions or comments about this? No? Okay. All right. Then I guess that takes care of that section. Moving on. We will go to item D, announcements by members and staff. Anybody have any announcements? I would like to take this opportunity to wish my wife a very happy birthday, because that's today. Sorry.
Chair, I would like to just greet you formally again, and it's really nice to see all of you. I know I don't get to see you that often, but I really enjoy watching DRB in action. It does bring me back to my days at the county. This was one of my favorite roles, as I think I've shared in the past. I want to also bring you up to date on what we're doing in the planning department now. As you may have heard, we've transitioned under these trying circumstances with this health crisis we're facing to full remote work. So our planning staff is now working remotely. Our building staff is working remotely, and we're conducting all of our work now electronically. So that includes electronic plan submittal. We're no longer accepting paper plans, but we're set up for electronic plan review. And we're also conducting virtual inspections where necessary in the field for our, or where possible, on very large projects that may not be possible. But where possible, we're doing that virtually. So it's been a real transition for us. The transition has gone very smoothly so far. It is odd. This is an extraordinary time and a strange time for all of us to be communicating in this remote fashion, but it's slowly becoming the new normal. And I'm really proud of everybody I work with in the planning department for their ability to adjust to this. And I also just want to thank you. I think my impression is this meeting went very smoothly, and that you all were willing to try something new and different. Hopefully this worked. Hopefully we got it right and were able to present you with the information you needed to be able to evaluate the project, as well as to be able to engage any interested members of the public. If there are thoughts or comments you have about ways we could improve this process, by all means, share them with us, with Mary and me, and Lisa Crossi, the current planning manager. We're very happy to entertain any suggestions you have to improve this.
I have one suggestion based on today's meeting, and that was that made itself clear from the Wendy's project, and that is, you know, up until this world that we're in now, people would bring in material boards, oftentimes with the actual material on it. So if people are still, you know, if they're submitting, they're obviously going to be submitting electronically, so those days are over. So I would encourage people to, if they have actual materials, to photograph them, I guess, so that we can get a better sense of what they look like, because the existing brick was really just kind of a color on that drawing, and it's nice to have actual photos for, since we're going to be just virtually looking at this, of the actual materials. You know, the siding that they called out on the side has a particular profile, and you know, while we were in the meeting, I was kind of looking that up to see what sort of profile that actually is. So I think that kind of stuff would be helpful to communicate to the applicants. So Alfred?
And if applicable, pictures of the surrounding area, especially here where we're supposed to see that it fits in.
Yeah, true. Jennifer, were you going to say something?
Yeah, can the applicants log in on a camera as well? Like if they have a material boards or something, maybe they can actually show them
right
on the camera.
Yeah, Chair Branch, I was going to suggest that as well. We didn't really have a lot of time to prepare this applicant, as this meeting just got kind of logistically set up. So in the future, right. I think that's a great idea. That's what my thoughts were as well.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that covers us. I hope we didn't embarrass ourselves or the city too much. And Karis, your microphone wasn't on.
Hi. No. I had a comment to make, not related to the DRB, the San Ynez Valley Botanical Gardens in Buellton is open to people who practice the safety protocols. And something I just wanted to put on there in case anyone is needing to get outside.
Noted.
And happens to be in Buellton.
All right.
That's all. Thank you.
Then with that, we are adjourned. And thank you for joining us. See you guys.
Fellas, have a little faith in me, fellas. Darling, never go away.